Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with another edition of Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing. On a weekly basis, I bring to my broadcast table here on PTIB, Ken Timmerman. He comes to give us the details on geopolitical events in our world. Ken's analysis is key to understanding how these current events are setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Today, Ken and I will discuss what Israel is saying about the connection between a Biden-Harris administration and Iran and the Palestinians, the two major enemies of the Jewish state. We'll also look at a quadruple threat in the world today, Turkey and its proxy wars, and what the Arab nations are saying about a Biden-Harris administration as well. That's all ahead when I bring Ken to the broadcast table right here on Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing. Let me continue to remind you about my website. It's a full-service website. And in particular, if you go to my website, prophecytoday.com, there on the home page, we'll have posted some of the stories that Ken will give us insight into as we look at these top 10 news stories happening in our world. In addition to that, we look at these current events in light of biblical prophecy, and I give my prophetic perspective on each of these items there in the top 10 news stories. That's all at my website, prophecytoday.com. Go there and bookmark that website. Right now, for our first broadcast partner, we bring to the broadcast table Ken Timmerman. He's the man who looks at geopolitical activities across the world. And Ken, we are going to be focused on much of the political activities in our world today. So let me start my questioning of you for your insight with what an Israeli minister had to say, one of the members of the cabinet of the coalition government in Israel. He gave a warning just prior to the election that if indeed Joe Biden was to win and reinstitute, put back in place that Iranian nuclear deal, it would make sure that war is going to happen. What are your thoughts about that and, of course, the political situation?
Well, Jimmy, I think that's absolutely true, and I think it's a dire warning from the settlements minister, Tzaki Hanegbi, who also has been in the past the security minister in Israel. He's a very credible person. He understands Iran and its Iranian threat to Israel very well. And he also knows that Joe Biden has announced publicly, I mean, this is not a secret, that he wants to return to the Iran deal of 2015 that President Trump left. He will probably claim to renegotiate it, but the renegotiation will be minimal. It will basically be the same deal as we saw in 2015 with a lifting of all U.S. sanctions on Iran, including on the Revolutionary Guards Corps, because that was one of the demands that the Iranians made and that Obama and Biden agreed to in 2015. And that will allow the IRGC, who have been propagating terror around the world, to continue sending their assassin teams to Europe, to Africa, to the Far East, to murder, first of all, Iranian dissidents, but then also to carry out terrorist operations. And I think in the end, they will be targeting Israel. The Iranians have never made a secret of their desire to strike the Jewish state.
Let me continue to remind you about my website. It's a full-service website, prophecytoday.com. Go there and bookmark that website. And before we get off the political situation, I thought it was very interesting. I read this last week that the Palestinian officials, the Palestinian Authority, the terrorist element of the Palestinian body politic in Israel, they confirmed that they had a direct contact with the Biden campaign. So it looks like, and in fact also, Kamala Harris has already said that they're going to do everything they can to assist the Palestinians. That doesn't sound too good for Israel, does it?
Well, it doesn't. And again, this is not a surprise. The Democrat Party in the United States has always been pro-Palestinian. You had the former Secretary of State, John Kerry, say after President Trump took office in 2017 that there would be no Middle East peace that did not first include an Israel-Palestinian peace agreement. Now, we saw how out of bounds that statement was, that analysis was, when President Trump made the agreement, the Abraham Accords, with the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, and now Sudan. So, yes, a Biden-Harris administration is, of course, going to return to those policies, pro-Palestinian policies. And so it's no surprise to hear that the Palestinian authorities were in touch with the Biden-Harris team well before the election.
Let's take our focus now off the political activities of the world and look at some of the other geopolitical activities unfolding as we are doing this broadcast. For example, I read a report, there's a quadruple threat that is coming much better into focus, getting stronger every moment. And that would include North Korea, China, Pakistan, and Iran. What do you know about this quadruple threat?
Well, Jimmy, these are countries that you and I have been discussing here on these airwaves for a long time. They don't get much attention from the national media here in the United States. China, it sees its future in 2049, the 100th anniversary of the Communist Revolution. They see themselves becoming the world's hegemon, the leading and only global power by 2049. That's not all that far away from now. It could even happen sooner. The Chinese are certainly trying to position themselves that way. It's clear that they launched the coronavirus to the world, onto the world, in January and February of 2020 without informing the World Health Organization or anyone else, pretending it did not transmit from human to human, whereas the Chinese knew full well that it did. They allowed their citizens from Wuhan province to travel to Europe and to the United States. And that is how the virus spread to this country and led to over 200,000 deaths. It was a conscious act by the Chinese government. So China is clearly a threat. North Korea has been held in check by President Trump. I expect those efforts to fall to the wayside should Joe Biden become president. He will return to some kind of an agreement with Russia and China to lift sanctions on North Korea and pretend to restrain them. They will not be restrained. They never have been restrained before President Trump in the past. Of course, Pakistan has the Islamic Republic of Pakistan. People tend to forget that. It is called the Islamic Republic of Pakistan. They have had certainly a lot of friction with Iran. Pakistan is predominantly Sunni, not entirely, but predominantly Sunni, and Iran is predominantly Shia. But they also have cooperated from time to time. That is going to be the interesting piece of this eventual alliance, should it emerge. Will the Iranian and Pakistani governments be able to cooperate together in an anti-Western agenda? That's the one part of it I would be a little bit skeptical about, and I would be watchful to see how that develops. It doesn't mean it can't happen. We've seen Iran work with Pakistan to shelter al-Qaeda after the 9/11 attacks. But again, that's the one I would keep my eyes on. The others, very clear. North Korea and China and Iran itself are clearly in an alliance against the United States.
You know, it's interesting you mentioned, Ken, that the mainstream media is not reporting some of these stories that we are talking about. So it's great that we have that opportunity right here on Prophecy Today to do that. Now, you mentioned Iran, of course, extensively in your last statement to us. It seems like Turkey and Iran are employing what is referred to as proxy wars. They're using their militias abroad. This could cause some problems ahead as well, could it not?
Yes, and it's interesting to see that the Turks have basically torn a page out of Iran's playbook. The Iranians have been using proxies for decades. They set up Hezbollah in Lebanon in 1982 and 1983 to use against Israel and also use to subvert the Lebanese state. Since then, they've expanded their use of proxies across Africa, across the Middle East, in Yemen. They even have proxies fighting in South America. So recently, the Turks have begun to do the same kind of thing. They have militias that they have developed in Libya. that are fighting with financing from Qatar. They're also deeply engaged, as we know, we've talked about this, in Syria, where they have their own, basically the remnants of ISIS that Turkey is financing to keep the Kurds in check, to keep pressure on the Kurds in northern Iraq. So it's interesting to see that Turkey is tearing this page out of the Iranian regime's playbook and using it with more or less success.
Before we get off the subject of Iran, let me ask you to give us some insight into what is going on in Iran. They're showing off their new long-range missile system that they say is going to shake the enemy when it is in force. Boy, that's interesting.
Well, it is, Jimmy. I want to learn more about this particular missile system. You know, they unveiled this just before the U.S. elections here in the United States, as if they wanted to sow fear in the heart of American voters. They claim that this is a missile that will be fired from a network of underground tunnels. Now, if that's the case, Jimmy, and we've heard about underground missile storage bunkers before, but not underground missile launch sites, that would indicate it is a solid fuel technology missile. That is very, very different from all the missiles that we've seen so far from Iran. They're liquid fuel missiles, basically use technology from Russia and from North Korea. But solid fuel is completely different. They need special casting machines to cast these boosters of solid fuel. The propellant is formed as a liquid and then set in molds and cast, and the molds cool so the propellant can be ignited in a minute's notice. Very different technology. That technology comes from communist China. That will show, again, a strengthening of these underground ties, these underground technology ties between the Islamic State of Iran and the communist regime in China.
And they can take these new missiles and attach a nuclear warhead, can they not?
Well, it looks from the photographs that they are of a size to have a nuclear warhead. Again, we need to learn more of the technical details. I haven't seen those out yet, but I'm guessing that you and I are going to be talking about this in future weeks.
Absolutely, and we'll probably be even maybe talking about it next week when Ken comes back. It's key to have Ken with his report and analysis of all of these geopolitical events happening around the world. Ken, thank you so very much, my good friend. We will have another conversation next week.
Thank you, Jimmy. It's always a pleasure. God bless.
Great information coming from Ken Timmerman, his analysis of geopolitical events happening around the world, so important in our study of Bible prophecy. You know, Ken Timmerman actually using the very words of both Joe Biden and Kamala Harris gave us insight into how a Biden-Harris administration would deal with the two major enemies of Israel. That would be Iran and the Palestinians. These two enemies will be major forces to try to destroy the Jewish state in the end times. And that's foretold in Ezekiel chapter 35 for the Palestinians and Ezekiel 38 for the Iranians. You must remember that political leaders will help God's prophetic plan be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today. Let me continue to remind you about my website. It's a full-service website. And in particular, if you go to my website, prophecytoday.com, there on the home page, we'll have posted some of the stories that Ken will give us insight into as we look at these top 10 news stories happening in our world. In addition to that, we look at these current events in light of biblical prophecy, and I give my prophetic perspective on each of these items there in the top 10 news stories. That's all at my website, prophecytoday.com. Go there and bookmark that website. I'm Jimmy DeYoung. Thank you so very much for joining us on this edition of Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing. Be sure to come back again next time when we will continue to look at current events in light of biblical prophecy.